If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. Of course, I'm your ever so modest host. When you say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. And, of course, won some awards for my other writing as well. But the bottom line is, I know boxing. Or I should know boxing. But the average fan knows boxing in a different way. So I open up the toll free at the top of each hour just for you. You want to impart, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. We'll get to that. 415-265-1613. That's 415-263-1615. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Last week, knockout artist Sabriel Matias, 19-1 now, 19 knockouts. Fifth round TKO went over Jeremias Ponce. Ponce came in at 30-0 with 20 KOs, but when you fight sub-caliber guys, guess what? You get exposed eventually. But the bottom line is Ponce lost in a bid for the vacant IBF 140-pound title. Of course, that was formerly held by Josh the Puss Taylor. Of course, the guy who was supposed to fight Jack Catterall once, twice, three, four times. Now he's going to fight Teofimo Lopez. No respect for Josh Taylor, none whatsoever. He is the Puss of the Month, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Things like this happen. The best man won tonight, but my coat, my side threw in the towel. And, you know, I'm ready to go out on my shield, man. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of things going on coming into this fight, but it is what it is. You know, my leg was already re-coming in due to other little things. But, you know, I make no excuses tonight. I just wish that my corner would have let me win out on my shield. I'm a warrior.
He is must-watch TV, of course, talking about Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Of course, he is the man that beat a whole lot of nobodies until he captured the WBC heavyweight title. Of course, spectacularly defending that title a couple times, maybe against non-entities. Maybe the best guy he ever fought as a champion was defending champion was Luis Ortiz, and he was like 90 years old going on 100. But the bottom line is Deontay Wilder is going to be matched with the Frito Bendito, it looks like. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz. No. Andy Ruiz, of course, the former champion, the guy that beat, I can't believe that. He beat Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua actually lost to a fat Andy Ruiz and then got beat by beat an obese Andy Ruiz. What I'm trying to tell you is that I'm not big on the heavyweight division right now, with the exception of Wilder and Fury, maybe. Jermaine Franklin's got a shot here. We don't know, but the bottom line is we need to shake up in the heavyweight division, because right now the heavyweight division is not making it. Tyson Fury's talking about fighting another stiff, maybe not Oleg Usyk in the immediate future, and I thought he was going to fight Oleg Usyk April 29th. Looks like that fight's not going to happen. At the end of the day, Tyson Fury's becoming a bit of a headache. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As far as a boxing writer is concerned, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and MMA. Last week, of course, we are 7 days away from Tommy Fury, the brother of the heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, derailing the Jake Paul train. Why they let Jake Paul fight a boxer, I don't know. I mean, Jake Paul could have been continuing to fight Daniel, maybe Socrates. We would have thrown Socrates in there a couple times. And so, I mean, he'd have fought more guys like you and me than you can imagine. We'd have kept the Jake Paul train going. So I wondered, was it Bryce Holden, the promoter? Of course, the son of Tony Holden, the Wonder Kid. I wondered, was it his shot? I mean, why would he put him in there with a guy that can box? I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. Jake Paul is not a boxer. Jake Paul is a novelty. You have to realize that. He's a novelty. He sells tickets. People come. People get paid underneath him. I think he's one of the greatest things that's happened to boxing in a long, long time. And guess what? They blew it by thinking he could fight. See, they wanted to prove he could fight. They didn't have to prove he could fight. They didn't have to prove that, but they did, and maybe $500 million went up in flames. I kid you not. That's how much money I think this kid might have eventually generated. Straight up, let's take it to the studio, of course, to the phone lines and bring in, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's talk about the Frito Mandito, Andy Ruiz. Is this going to happen? Him and Wilder, are going to hook it up? Is it signed?
I don't know if it's signed, sealed, and delivered, but all fingers are pointing that way. I guess I was wrong. I had read that him and PBC were no longer together, but him and that promoter that they use underneath are no longer together. But he's still with Al Haymon.
Wait! You don't want to win? You don't want to go with the name there, or what?
I the name escapes me. Okay. It's not a major promoter, no disrespect to the gentleman, but everything kind of seems to point that way. And it's a good fight. It's a crossroads fight. Both guys that at one point held a version of the heavyweight title. As you said earlier, Deontay Wilder is must-watch TV, and Andy Ruiz can fight. The only question is, is he going to be disciplined during his camp?
Do you hear the moment of silence there? Is that I have no confidence in him at all, absolutely none. I wish all the heavyweights the best of luck, because right now the heavyweights need to step up and do something spectacular. Tyson Fury, I thought, he should have had this Oleg Usyk fight made. If Oleg Usyk wanted whatever he wanted to make, just let him have it. You're going to make more money you could ever imagine in your entire life. Why do you have to be greedy? If you guys want to do it, if you want it done, get it done. Tyson Fury could have done it if he just said 50-50. He didn't want to go 50-50, correct?
Correct. And you're right. Tyson Fury, okay, he had his easy fight. He fought his friend last time out.
Chisora?
And Chisora. They made a nice payday. They go from facing off in the ring, Usyk and Fury talking a lot of trash to each other, and then all of a sudden you hear Fury's demands about 60-40, 70-30, discrediting Usyk as a draw. Usyk is not the draw. The draw is the other belts that he's holding and the unification. That is the draw. And I'm a little down on Fury. He's by, in my opinion, he's the best heavyweight. He's great for the sport because he's got a huge personality.
He's got a huge ass. He's got, on, man. The guy's got a bigger ass in his shoulders. The only guy I've ever seen in my life that has a bigger ass in his shoulders. He's a heavyweight champion of the world. Come on, man. The guy's got an obtuse body.
He looks like a sack of potatoes, right? But the guy's 6'8", 9", moves like a gazelle. Yeah, 6'9", moves like a gazelle. Could punch. He's good on the mic. He's great. But he needs to definitely step up and make this unification bout now in 2023.
All right. Well, I just can't believe the greed involved. Instead of making $200 million, you're going to make like $185 million. So that's what this is all about. That's how much money's involved. The Saudi Arabians or the Middle Eastern promoters evidently are throwing money at Tyson Fury like you wouldn't believe, of course. And then they want to bring Tyson Fury in and Anthony Joshua. If Joshua was to beat Franklin, that's the fight they want to bring back to the Middle East, because evidently Anthony Joshua's got dirty pictures or naked pictures of some Saudi prince or something like that. He must. Why would they want to pay to see him fight? I don't get it. In fact, I found out why the English fans are hip on the English fans. Some of the English fans are positive on Joshua. He's good looking. The girls like him. But the actual boxing fans, like Kenny Rainford and those guys, they poo-poo on him.
Yeah, he's becoming like the house fighter because he's fought in Saudi Arabia before when he avenged the Ruiz debacle.
For the record, Ruiz went to camp at 317 pounds.
Yeah. It's hard to blame anyone but the man in the mirror when you come in, weighing like an offensive guard.
But they let him. That's what I don't get, is he should be arrested for impersonating a heavyweight boxer, impersonating a professional boxer, let alone the heavyweight champion. For him to come in like that, man, I just, I have no respect for absolutely none. I'm telling you, if the guy was dying and needed CPR, I'd say to him, man, you remember when he came in there fat? No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it also kind of like a glimpse of the people around you, right? I mean, if you have someone that loves you and really cares about you, say, hey, bro, put the corona down. You know, you don't put the burrito down.
Hold on. Was that, that wasn't corona. That was Coke. I mean, you said no. Here's what's up. I'm going to explain this to the fans before I meet some people listening. There was a picture on the internet with Andrew Ruiz's hand in the picture. You knew it was his hand, the rings, all that kind of good stuff, okay? You know what I'm saying? And there was some white powder on the counter there next to some Hennessy cocktail or something like that. But the bottom line is the white powder was there. I'm not trying to say he did blow, but I'm trying to say he was real damn close to something that looked a lot like cocaine.
Yeah, and as much as I would probably say could also have been a powdered donut, it was probably...
Lots of powdered donuts. Oh, and Daniel's rolling over in the other room. Lots of powdered donuts without a doubt for... Oh, that's too much. Hey, Showtime, we'll get this in the next segment, but Showtime is now in some fights, so you and I thought that Showtime was going bye-bye, and they are here to stay, huh?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Was it Mark Twain said? Apparently, the demise was exaggerated.
Greatly exaggerated.
Showtime got a good show tonight. Greatly exaggerated, right? They have a good card tonight. Former world titleist Jared Hearn making a comeback on the undercard, and you have the WBC featherweight title on the line with Mark Misagua and Brandon Figueroa rather. Good fight.
Okay, time out. I got to interrupt you. Let's talk about Mauricio Lara. Holy cow, you called that one.
Mauricio Lara, he's one of those guys like Navarrete. You know, you put him on TV and you're like, this guy is a pro fighter. He's lunging, throwing left hooks. You know, his hands are low, throwing shots from the upper deck. But the guy's a dog. He's a fighter, and he loves going into enemy territory and beating you. You know, the guy is creeping up on that pound for pound list. You know, he all he does is win, big win on the road. And he's must watch TV. He really is, because he brings it. And imagine him, and there's a little smaller, but him and Navarrete, I wouldn't be surprised if they hook up. That could be barn burner down the line.
Okay. Anything in the on the calendar as far as the return of Ismael Villarreal?
Ismael Villarreal right now is on the men's. He came up with a sore right hand on his ring finger. So some swollenness. X-rays were taken, everything negative. So he's just recouping. He actually, we plan on coming back to the gym in about 2 weeks. You know, just, he's going to spring forward and learn from this.
Split decision loss, and no shame in that. Sabriel Matias, is he the real deal?
Wow, what a performance last week, right? I mean, the Argentinian fighter came out smoking. I mean, I texted a friend of mine. I was like, can this guy keep up this pace? And he could. And, you know, Matias, he came in with that reputation of being a puncher, and it was true. But I really didn't expect the guy to quit in the corner. Did you? I mean, I got to call it out. To me, the guy quit. His corner stopped his dad. I was really shocked.
You know, I'm going to explain something to you. You don't know what was going through his mind. It might have been like me when he looked across the ring and saw eight guys. You don't know. I dog guys when they quit in the corner, this and that, but you don't know what's going on there. I mean, you just don't. In fact, there were times when, you know, you wish that guys, after the results of fights later, you wish that guys had quit in the corner because they went out there and took an ass whoop and they were eventually going to take. And everybody wants to see this finality in boxing, the end, this and that. You don't have to see a guy beat to death to see him beat.
That's true. It's that catch-22. You know, it's that the bloodlust of the fight fan. But you figure the title's on the line. You know, the guy obviously was in the fight. He got dropped. And he'll live to fight another day. You know, but Matias at 140, him and Pro Grace, there's really no reason why that fight can't be made for unification. And we hope it happens maybe by the summer. You know, there's no reason why that fight can't be made.
All right, here's what's up. Floyd Mayweather didn't draw too many people there in England for that that exhibition last week. Was it true that you could hear crickets?
Wow, yeah, crickets, and you could hear people munching on the fish and chips. And it was sad, you know, kind of sad, but at the same time, it made me happy. And Floyd looked fat. He looked old. He looked like he didn't train. Normally, Floyd's in immaculate shape. You know, I saw some of the pictures.
Trying to tell me that Floyd's finally starting to look like Floyd the Barber?
Yeah, brother. And that beard is not too becoming on him. I think hopefully the exhibition train is over, you know, for Floyd. Nice slap of reality, and good for the people in England for not supporting that garbage.
I can't. Oh, he fears he broke his left hand. I hope he just goes. Listen, I've never been a Mayweather fan. You know that. I mean, it's no knock on his actual talent. He has talent, but his approach to boxing, if everybody boxed the way he boxed, we wouldn't have this show.
Listen, you know, Floyd did a lot of good for Floyd. And he made a lot, and you know what? And his opponents did well too, obviously, the biggest paydays that they've gotten. But at the same time, you look at it, Floyd did a lot of damage to the sport, you know, the whole protecting the O, and just a lot of fights that could have happened didn't happen when they should have happened. And you know what? Props to Floyd. He got out of the game undefeated, made more money than anybody. He became a brand. He became the face of boxing. But go away. You know, you had your time. Please. You know, he could do a lot more good if he was an actual ambassador for the sport instead of just being a camera whore all the time.
Not with his arrogance. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. 26, make that 27 minutes past the hour. More Ring Talk after the break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane!
Is it Superman? Is there a Superman in boxing nowadays? I'm talking 2023. Is there a pound-for-pound Superman? I'm going to ask Boxing's PhD just that question. Is there a Superman in boxing right now?
Superman in boxing.
In other words, is there a guy in there that's like pound-for-pound, he'll rip anybody apart? Is there a guy that you would put your bet the house on?
Wow. Right now, March 5th, 2023... Nah, man.
Fourth.
Right now, I think March 4th, sorry. I think that there's a lot of parity.
The monster. I'm going with the monster. David Benavides. I'm going with the monster. He's undefeated, of course, and he ain't beat up guys like guys like Daniel. He's beat up some really, really good guys along the way. I think he's going to plant Caleb Plant in the canvas, probably about the fourth and fifth round, because there's a whole lot of bad. Talk about bad blood between those two guys, huh?
Yeah, the heat is real. You know, they have gotten disrespectful. They have had incidents in the gym. It's going to be must-watch television. That's
but,
the word
but
of the
Caleb
day, right?
But Caleb Plant went out and bought the DavidBenavides.com website. Oh!
I didn't hear that. Did he?
Oh,
did he,
yeah. He's selling Caleb Plant memorabilia at DavidBenavides.com.
Whoa, that's some high-level trolling. That's some props to Caleb Plant. Listen, it is obvious that he's gotten under David Benavides' skin. They don't like each other, like we said. It's an intriguing fight because Caleb Plant bounced back, you know, from the beating he took against Canelo. And in that Canelo fight, he had his moments. It's just he ran out of gas. Canelo's power was just too much. It's kind of like a similar game plan, right? Will Benavides be able to cut the ring off? Will he be able to implore his will on Caleb Plant, that pressure that just every time Caleb Plant's not going to be able to take a second off in that fight? We know Caleb Plant could punch a little bit. You saw what he did to Anthony Durrell. He's working with the new corner.
I think
he might be selling Plant short. I'm starting to think it's going to be a competitive fight. I'm still picking Benavides, gun to my head. But I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
He's the monster. Mike Tyson and I have been in this guy's corner for the last couple of years. He went through the cocaine thing where they took the WBC super middleweight title away from him. He didn't make weight for a fight and things like that. But he's never lost. He's never come close to losing. Mike thinks he's a real deal. I think he's a real deal. There's a reason why Canelo Alvarez hasn't fought him yet. Because you think about this. If Canelo thought he could whoop him, they would fight in Mexico in front of a million fans. I mean, if they could build an arena for a million fans, they can get a million fans in to see that. Instead, Canelo's going to fight not Daniel, but John Ryder. About the same.
John Ryder, fresh off his win against Daniel Jacobs. Yeah, I mean, look, Canelo needs his mojo back. He needs his confidence.
He's
back.
Too
he
old. Looked,
he's too old. He's too rich.
Too soft.
Maybe not. Yeah, he's made too much bread. I think bread can make you soft in the belly, and I think the bread has made him soft in terms of his training. You know, I know he's been with his people since day one, but he may need a new voice in the corner. The old line is hard to jog in silk pajamas, right?
Good point. Somebody just shot me a text. Looks like Floyd Mayweather is going to do another exhibition in Rio de Janeiro against Jose Aldo later this year. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Oh, sorry. Let me tell my wife we're not doing anything that Saturday.
Without a doubt, man. will that be a national holiday?
Oh boy, sheesh.
Okay,
I mean, Jose. I hope Aldo knocks him out. All right, I really do.
Real quick, we'll finish with Jake Paul. That was a bit. Has there been a bigger mistake made in boxing
in the last couple of years, in the last 5-10 years, as far as a big-time draw is concerned?
Yeah, you know what? He made $25 million, though, Pedro. So, I mean, you know, listen.
Don't matter. Don't matter. If that O is gone. And the O would the O would have put another O on that 25.
Eventually. I agree. Listen, you got to protect the golden goose, you know, at all costs, right? But now there's more intrigue because okay, he fought a real boxer, but Tommy Fury's not any good either, you know. So it was like the safe risk, and now you have a rematch. Everything is set. You have some intrigue, you know. Jake did drop Tommy, so. If he came back in the rematch and beat Tommy Fury, would you be surprised?
If it was,
I wouldn't.
That might be part of the game. We never know. These guys could be running the game on us. You never know. Anyway, real quick,
that is true.
Brandon Figueroa, yeah. Mark McGuire, who's going to win?
Intriguing fight. Figueroa going up in weight. He could be stronger. That he's not having to kill himself making the weight. It's really a crossroads fight. You know, both Figueroa's 26, Misago's 27. Misago's coming off a loss when he went up in weight against Ray Vargas. He's fighting, defending his title that he beat against an injured Gary Russell. I'm not sold on Misago 100%, but he can punch. I'm picking Figueroa. I am. I'm picking Figueroa. If you look at his resume, he's fought the better competition. He has less miles on his body, though. You know, he's a good fighter. Came up short against Stephen Fulton. I'm picking Figueroa in a clean decision.
I think 10 seconds. Fulton, a live underdog against a monster in Oi or what? Hell yeah.
I think he's a very live underdog. The guy walks around at like 155 pounds.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in depth next week. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, of course, appears Saturday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The sort of place they really care about you.
It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Past the hour. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, celebrating the conviction of Alex Murdaugh yesterday, of course, convicted in South Carolina for killing his wife and his son. May he rot in hell. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from San Francisco to Motown and bring in the first lady of boxing. I'm talking about Detroit's very own Claire Burke. How are you, young lady?
Great. How are you today?
Pretty good. Now, when I get you on the show, it's usually because you're going to kick somebody's ass. Whose ass are you going to kick today?
Well, today it would be, actually, it's like a trio. We've got a trio. It's Teresa Tapia out of New Mexico. We got Joe Kelly out of Kansas City and Triller.
Triller's not paying people again. Didn't they have a problem paying people about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, so there was a problem with them paying people about a year and a half ago. Then they also streamed that Sons of Legend show out of Kansas with Joe Kelly. The fighters didn't get paid for over 2 months. And now last week in New Mexico, they did a show with Joe Kelly, co-promoted with Teresa Tapia, and fighters are still waiting to get paid.
Tell people who Teresa Tapia is.
So Teresa Tapia is the wife of former champion Johnny Tapia.
Yeah, Johnny Tapia, of course, he was one of the early, victims of the opioid thing. That's how he died. It wasn't cocaine that killed him. That was his old lady, his second girlfriend. But the bottom line is, it was opioids that killed Johnny Tapia. Now, Teresa, I was going to give Teresa the benefit of a doubt and not have you on and let you blast her until Ray Abara from Texas told me she owes me $400 from like 5 years ago. She never paid me. So when Ray gave her the stink eye, I said, you know what? Claire's got a whole lot going for it. Let's let it rip.
Yeah. So, you know, at first I was like, okay, this didn't really sound like something, you know, that I had known about Teresa Tapia. Mm-hmm. Then as I posted something on social media, more people came forward. All these other fighters came forward. So this seems to be a pattern for her. So this is my understanding of the whole saga. It just goes, it's almost as crazy as the Alex Murdaugh case, okay? So fighters fought on the show. Triller went to her and asked her if she wanted to do a production and have it on, they would stream it. Mm-hmm. They introduced her to Joe Kelly. They vetted Joe Kelly for her. They told her that, you know, he's a good guy, that, you know what I mean? He just wants to use your license, you know, kind of like loaning out the promoter's license. Yeah. But you and I, no, when you do that, who is ultimately responsible for paying the fighter?
The license holder.
There you go. So she should have done her due diligence, and she has a responsibility to the fighters on her show to make sure she has that money up front. You don't wait till after the show to hope he has it. Joe Kelly's story is they no longer were co-promoting. They were in the beginning, but then they broke that all off, and he was just helping her out with the show because he had two fighters on the show. But the checks that were written to the fighters were already printed out and on Joe Kelly's business checks, okay, his check stock from his business.
All right, time out. So why isn't the attorney general looking at Joe Kelly, this guy's checks?
Well, because right afterwards, so Joe Kelly's story is he wasn't supposed to pay the fighters. But, you know, you have to ask, well, why would you come to a show with checks made out for the exact amount of the purses to the fighters if you weren't planning on paying the fighters? Because he was, right? So right after, he says that his story is that he was held and forced to sign the checks, put his signature on the checks at gunpoint by Teresa Tapia's people, and he left there immediately after doing that and went to the New Mexico Police Department and made a police report stating such.
Wow. Well, time out. You know what? I thought we were going to go round and round to have a little fun here, but this is like criminal stuff.
Yeah, it's all kind of crazy. So whether all that is true or not, I have no idea. I mean, none of us have any way of knowing, right? I mean, I can't imagine Teresa Tapia holding, you know, people holding people at gunpoint to sign checks for, it all sounds so crazy. But so that's everyone's story. Triller has asked me to take the post down. I said I'll take the post down when the fighters are all paid.
Yeah.
So they're happy about it. And fighters are waiting to get paid, and that's all I really care about.
Bouncing a check in boxing's a sin. It just is. Having been the paymaster for a couple of cards, you know what I'm saying, where I remember one time I was sweating the money in the bank because there wasn't enough money in the bank to cover the checks. And I was signing the checks. So I told Harold Smith, the great embezzler, I told him, I'm not signing these checks. I'm not doing it. Because I was his front guy. I'm not doing it. I go, there's not enough money there. So he gave me $100,000 in cash. When he gave me the $100,000 in cash, and then we deposited that in a Miami bank, then I felt somewhat secure.
Right. So who knows what the real story is at this point? So the only thing I know for a fact is fighters fought, fighters went and did their job, they held true to what their contractual obligations were, and they're waiting to get paid, which is not acceptable. And I understand that, you know, perhaps Teresa got, you know, swindled by someone.
How much is the entire card? What's the payroll? How much?
$46,000.
How much?
A little over $46,000. And they sold approximately $5,000 in tickets. There was maybe about 300 people there.
Sounds like a well-promoted show.
It sounds great to me.
Yeah, you know, listen. I try to tell people, if people come to me all the time, you know, I was thinking about getting into boxing. If you want to lose money, boxing's a place to go.
It's a fun place to lose all your money. It sure is, yeah. Promoting is, you know, people, I understand, people come to me all the time also, and how do I, you know, be a promoter? I think I'd be, like, you got to be a promoter, and there's two different things. There's a promoter and there's an event planner. And either one is a great way to lose money. So you've got to really know what you're doing. And there has to be a purpose. And when you're first starting out, you have to tell yourself that you're going to lose money. And that has to be part of your business plan. But, I mean, isn't this all just so crazy?
46 grand. Teresa Tappy, she went and took a second out in her house or something like that and got it done.
Anything. And she owns some other businesses. I don't know how, you know, financially secure they are, but ultimately, in my opinion, she's responsible.
Yep.
She's the one that signed her name in the contract. She's the one that contracted the fighters. It is her responsibility to get them paid. All that other stuff about police reports and lawsuits are being filed between the two of them, Joe Kelly and Teresa Tapia. I hope that all comes out and the truth gets known and everything gets cleared up, but that is not my concern. I really don't care about any of that. I really just want the fighters paid.
I got a question for you. You're a female. My mother's a female. My daughter's a female. How do you feel about Walgreens not wanting to sell that abortion pill anymore in those red states? What do you think? I mean, those poor women already, if they have to leave the state to get an abortion, they can't. Most people that want to get an abortion are doing so because of economic reasons. They don't have any money. They don't have any money to have a kid. You know what I'm saying? So how do you, if you're poor, you can't go from Kentucky to Illinois to get an abortion because you can't afford it, and then they offer you this abortion pill at Walgreens, and now Walgreens won't sell that to you, so you're sort of stuck having this kid.
I guess I'm not that up on the story, so the only place they can get it is at Walgreens?
But what I'm trying to say is Walgreens has decided they're not going to sell the pill. They're not going to supply the pill to women that need it. And it's a pharmacy. This is a pharmacy. This is a place supposed to be taking care of people's medical attention, not doing political work.
I can't even go get Adderall. I take Adderall. I can't even go get Adderall at Walgreens anymore. So it's just the thing Walgreens does. I don't think it's anything just about the abortion topic.
Interesting. All right. What's new in Detroit boxing? Anything? Is that guy Carlos still running his gangster shows?
He is. Dimitri Salida, he's trying to partner with Carlos. I don't think that's going to happen. And the only thing we have going in Detroit is we have Tony Harrison fighting this weekend.
And he's going to be, of course, Tony Harrison. He's going down across. He's going down to Australia, right?
Yeah, he's been there all week.
Boy, fighting in Australia is tough, man. You got to go in there. You got to beat the guy 10 times.
Right, I'm still rooting for him.
Oh, no, I'm rooting for him too, but I'm just telling you the truth. You know, yikes, man! You going to Australia, especially fighting Kasha Zoo's kid?
Yeah, and you know, I think the odds are kind of like it's an 80-20 fight at best. We'll see.
Let's not even go there. Anyway, young lady, you have a good day. I wish you all the best, and I thank you so much for being such an advocate for boxers.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All the best. Claire Burke, of course, from Detroit, Michigan. She is on Facebook. You can check her out there. She is an outstanding personality and an advocate for boxing. I mean, for boxers, not for boxing, for boxers. She was running a check cashing place at one point in time, and a fighter came in with a check, and the check bounced. So she said to her, how the hell could this happen? So she got involved in boxing. Before you know it, she became a manager and advisor and things like that, a financial planner. She's helped a lot of guys, and I wish her the very best because she is class without a doubt. Now, of course, tonight, the UFC, rocking and rolling. John Jones, of course, coming back after a three-year layoff, the former light heavyweight champion. Not my favorite guy. I think he's a creepy guy, a creep of a guy. Of course, had some cocaine issues, and cocaine's not a big thing with me. I mean, you know, Colombian dust, that's your prerogative. But the bottom line is he's had some performance-enhancing drug issues, and then, he had the hit and run. Wasn't he the guy that had two hit and runs where he left the weed in the car? Yeah, he hit and run some lady. Some lady got hurt. I think this was in Texas. And he left the scene of the accident, and then he came back because he left some weed in the car. I guess in Texas, weed ain't cool. So he had to come back and get the weed. So he hit once, and he ran twice. Does that make any sense? Hit and runs. Anyway, he got some probation and ended up paying off for that. Well, anyway, John Jones, never beaten outside of a disqualification. Of course, he elbowed somebody when they're on the ground back in the day as a light heavyweight champion. Taking on Cyril Gane. Cyril Gane, of course, lost to Francis Ngannou, I think, in his last fight or in a heavyweight title fight last year. And he's not, take that back. In his fight before the last one, he took out, fight of the night. Of course, he took out Tai Tuivasa. Of course, that was a KO in the third round. Of course, Tuivasa, the Samoan heavyweight. Man, those guys can crack, no doubt about that. But if you get him into the second or the third round, Samoans start to fade. Anyway, bottom line is this guy can punch. And he can crack, and he's big, and he's tall, and he's bigger, I think, than John Jones naturally. But John Jones has all this ability. Of course, he's never lost. We'll see what happens tonight. But John Jones and Cyril Gane. Of course, I'm not a big fan of Dana White, so there's a strip club up the street that's going to be showing topless women and the UFC at the same time. So I think I'm going to go in there because it's free. I'm not paying for – either that or I'm watching the fight through a pair of binoculars in Daniel's window or something like that. Anyway, John Jones and Cyril Gane, the main event tonight for the UFC, of course, coming to you from Las Vegas, I believe. Of course, also on the co-feature, women's flyweight champion, 125 pounds, Valentina Shevchenko, bad chick, no doubt about that, taking on Alexa Grasso. Nobody else of name on the card because Cody Garbrandt's on the card. At one point in time, he was a hot 135 pounder. We thought he was going to be the real deal, but he sort of failed. Listen, you're meant to fail. There's no success is not an option in the UFC. You know why? Because the entire UFC structure is working against you. You have these tough fights. You have tough fights to build you up to the championship level. Then when you get to the championship level, you've only got a couple fights left in you because your body's all beat up, both mentally and physically. Okay, why do you think the heavyweight champion of the UFC has only defended his title? Now, they've had the UFC since 1993, but the record for title defenses for heavyweight champions, I think it was Stipe Miocic, who's probably the weakest of all the champions. No knock on Stipe, he could box, but the bottom line is it was three defenses. That's three defenses. Of course, Ngannou would have done a lot better, but the Ngannou, of course, training was derailed by Dana White. Dana White said, sign my slave contract. You want to stay on the plantation? Ngannou said, no, I don't, man. I'm not signing your slave contract, so I'm out of here. And you know what? More power to him. I wish Ngannou would have fought John Jones in a black market type of thing. In other words, without the UFC. And then Dana would have had to watch on pay-per-view. Dana would have watched on pay-per-view. If it would have been $100, Dana would have been one of those guys from his little place in Vegas watching on TV. Bottom line is, Dana's a piece of work. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
I know a place where people rain through.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This song was recorded in the Motown Studios. I spent some time in the Motown Studios. Not recording, just hanging out, having a good time in Detroit, Michigan. Grandview Boulevard, man. What can I say? Emmanuel Stewart, of course, the Kronk Goldfather, the man that brought us Tommy Hearns and the Kronk Gym and all that kind of stuff. The Goldfather from Detroit, Michigan, without a doubt. I miss him. Of course, I wanted to play some Mary Wells for him. Emmanuel, may you rest in peace. Been gone 10 years now. Emmanuel's been gone 10 years. Unbelievable. But, of course, he died of colon cancer complication. Of course, he texted me, you know, he tweeted me a couple of days before. It's really one, this is a rough one or something like that. Basically saying goodbye that really, like, made me cry without a doubt. Anyway, Showtime Boxing Night. Speaking of Showtime, of course, they've got an upcoming schedule we'll get to in depth on tomorrow's show. Of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I hope to bring back the retired HBO Godfathers. Hope Larry Merchant's in the mood to spend some time with us. Of course, I'm still getting some heat here on, no, listen, you shouldn't have matched Jake Paul with anybody other than me and Daniel and guys like that. I mean, like, I'm 90 years old. You want to match him with guys like that, you know, and old guys, Anderson Silva and guys like that. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to keep the illusion going. You just want to keep it going. It's sort of almost like kayfabe, a little bit better than kayfabe, but you want to keep it going. And of course, they blew that. Evidently, Jake Paul and his father, according to the sources I've got, they were the guys that approved and demanded that Tommy Fury be the fight. Well, Tommy Fury, of course, was 9-0 or 8-0 before coming in with 4 knockouts. He got knocked down in the last round, but it was a split decision loss still. At the end of the night, though, Jake Paul lost without a doubt. Of course, Showtime night, I'm not a big on this fight, but Mark McGuire is going to defend the 126-pound WBC championship. We'll see what happens with that. The UFC, as far as the main event is concerned, is probably must-watch TV if you can steal it. That's just the best way I could put it. I mean, and I'm not saying I'm going to steal it. I'm not saying you. Did I say that wrong? I'm looking at Daniel. Daniel's my legal representative in the other room. He's the guy that sort of told me. I don't want to get caught by Dana. Like, I'm not advocating stealing it. I'm pretty lucid. But if you've got a chance to watch this fight and not pay for it, That's the way I think you should go about it. That's the way I think. I don't think you should have to pay for it. I really don't. I don't think you should have to pay for anything with UFC anymore. Never, 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 never. And guess what? The UFC is worried about these betting scandals. Well, maybe they shouldn't be sponsored by Sports Kings and all that, DraftKings and all that kind of bullshit. You know, ooh, almost said it. Anyway, bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Another edition of Ring Talk Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Thank you for my viewers on Twitch. And, of course, Daniel, knockout job, without a doubt. Thank you so much. This is Ring Talk.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. A lot of big rigs heading east and west along Interstate 80 are going nowhere. They remain banned from the freeway around the California-Nevada border because of blizzard conditions. The trucks deemed essential are being allowed over Donner Pass. It's one of the many ugly road conditions around the Golden State thanks to another huge storm. Meanwhile, the Great Lakes are the target of another big snowstorm. Some parts of Michigan could get 8 inches of snow. Millions across the Midwest and South could see big wind, large hail, and tornadoes today. Disgraced South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh's day in court is nearing an end. In closing arguments, his defense lawyer, Jim Griffin, is playing up the concept of reasonable doubt about whether Murdaugh killed his wife and son.
If there's any reasonable cause for you to hesitate to write guilty, then the law requires you to write not guilty.
Today's court session began with the judge removing one juror for talking about the case with at least three other people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart for the first time in more than a year today. Blinken told Sergei Lavrov Russia should stop its war on Ukraine.